Welcome to Soave. Our walk begins outside the Ghibelline walls in front of the Porta Verona, at the southern entrance to the town, one of the three gates that existed in medieval times. It is near the tourist information office. Check the map if you're not yet there. Look at the stately Porta Verona with its towers, which seem to form a theatrical backdrop for it. Have you noticed that the battlement is in the form of a swallow's tail? Here you can see it very clearly. If you have already visited the other villages with castles on this itinerary, you will notice the difference to the Guelphic walls, which have rectangular, squarer battlements. Now, go through the gate, keeping to the right side of the street. You are in Via Roma, where you can still breathe the commercial energy that would have characterized Soave even in the Middle Ages. In the meantime, keep on walking. You should know that Soave, thanks to its favorable position on the Via Postumia, was, from Roman times, a major transit village. The lords of Verona, the Scaligeri, transformed the village into a city stronghold. The outpost position facing the Carraresi dominions of Padova convinced Cansignorio della Scala in 1379 to encircle the whole town with walls. The castle, however, which dominates the village from the top of Monte Tenda, existed already before the year 1000 AD, even though it must have been much more rudimentary than the one you'll visit later. Look around you as you walk along. You won't find it difficult to understand why Soave is so famous worldwide. The Soave DOC harvest, the white by definition in this area, is the most exported Italian wine in the world. Instead of talking about it, I would prefer to invite you to visit one of the many wineries or wine businesses situated in the centre here in Via Roma, or in its extension, Via Camuzzoni, or in one of the narrow side streets. You will have already seen them as you walked around. A glass of Soave Classico is ideal as an aperitif or to accompany fish dishes. The well-known sweet wine Ricciotto, DOCG, instead, marries perfectly with almond-based cakes and with pan con l'uva. When you decide to continue the walk, I will take you to Piazza dell'Antenna, right in the centre of the town, where you can hear more anecdotes about this area. See you later.